Cure with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
Let's travel to an island now.
See you later on.
Queensland is your oyster. So, where is good to go? How about a visit to one of this state's 250 national parks? Well, that's usually the focus of this Park Life segment. We tell you about a place that you could consider taking a trip to, but today's incredible site in the Sunshine State is actually, well, it's located in a pretty treacherous spot for a start. It's an island surrounded by waters that have wrecked many ships in years past. Even if you could get to this island, chances are you wouldn't be allowed to set foot on its stunning soft sands. And Kat Robertson can tell you why. She is the acting project manager for the Rain Island Recovery Project. Kat, thank you for joining us. Why can't we go to Rain Island?
Well, thank you for having me today, Kat. Why can't we go to Rain Island? Well, it is, like you said, a very special and unique place. It has really high natural and cultural values. So it's actually what we call a national park scientific, which means that people can't go to the island to protect those values. So Rain actually, like you said, it's home to a stone beacon that was constructed in 1844 by convicts. It is the most important seabird nesting site on the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area, and it's a very important cultural and story place for the traditional owners from Wurundjeri and Meriam Nation. And what I think people might, if they have heard of Rain Island, what they might know it is for is that it supports the world's largest remaining green turtle nesting site.
Yay, the turtles. And I want to talk a little bit more about the turtles and some of the other interesting things you've just mentioned there. But Kat, can you give us a sense of where exactly Rain Island is?
Well, it is quite far. So it's about 620 k's north of Cairns, and it's around 120 kilometres offshore of the Cape York Peninsula. So it's right on the edge of the Great Barrier Reef. And so it is really difficult to get there even for us as park rangers.
So you are allowed to go there because your work is involved with the preservation, the protection and the scientific exploration of Rain Island. We'll come back to that in a moment. But how did you get to be one of the very few people in Queensland, in Australia, who gets to go to Rain Island? How did you get involved, Kat?
So I got involved through the Rain Island Recovery Project, which the Queensland government went out and sought some funding and to involve a collaboration between private and public entities to actually preserve Rain Island. So the researchers and the scientists found that there was a problem there for the green turtles that were nesting on the island. And we became really concerned that, although you're getting thousands of turtles up on the beach, that you're actually not getting many hatchlings. So we developed a five-year project between the BHP, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, the traditional owners, and the Great Barrier Reef Foundation to work on that project. So that's how I got involved there. So I've been working on it for about 6 years now.
Kat Robertson is with you. She's the acting project manager for the Rain Island Recovery Project. You're hearing a bit more about Rain Island as part of our Park Life segment, where we take you to one of the national parks in Queensland, usually to inspire you to maybe explore your home state. But in this case, it is an island, a park that is off limits to the general public and for very good reason, as you're about to hear. Kat, can you tell me more about the turtles? How are things going and what happens there? Set a scene, paint a picture, take us to Rain Island, seeing as we can't.
So on the turtles come up during the summer. They're there to lay their eggs, and 90% of the northern green turtle population actually nest within the Rain Island National Park, so Rain Island and Malta Cay. So you can be on the beach, and we do what we call telecounts, which we walk around the beach. And in December last year, we counted 12,000 turtles on the beach in one night. So To paint a picture, you've got lots of turtles on the beach. There's sand flicking everywhere, and they're up there trying to lay their eggs.
Wow, pretty incredible. As you said, it's a very significant site for the traditional custodians, the traditional owners of the lands. Tell me a bit more about the significance of Rain Island.
So there are the traditional owners from Wurundjeri, which is in the Cape York area, and Meriam Nation, who are from the Torres Straits. So it's a very significant place for them. But the stone beacon that I touched on before, which was built by the convicts, actually now has is part of the island's shared cultural history, and it has engravings of some of the traditional owners' names from previous. When they used to go out and visit the island themselves. So the tower there on the island is just so much history just within this one little tower.
What was this tower? I mean, because I've got this picture in my mind and the pictures that I've seen as well of this gorgeous island in the Great Barrier Reef, relatively small, beautiful soft-looking sand, a bit of greenery. It supports bird life and turtles, and it has just this strange rock tower sprouting out from it. I mean, what was the point of this tower? When was it built? What did it do? Tell me a bit more.
So it was built in 1844, actually by order of the British Admiralty at the time, because the area there around Rain, there's obviously a lot of reefs, and it was really treacherous for ships coming through in that time, and there was numerous shipwrecks that occurred around there. There's some old shipwrecks actually on the reef there at Rain Island. So they built it for safety, so that and it's 14 meters tall, so you can see it from quite a distance away.
Okay, very interesting. It's been really great to find out a little bit more about Rain Island from you, Kat. If I could just get your favourite part of the island, your favourite sight, or the feeling that you have, can you just give me your favourite bit of Rain Island before we say a fond farewell?
I would probably say it's when you see the turtles coming up, and like I said, sometimes they will struggle to lay eggs. And when you actually see, and she digs the chamber, she lays her eggs, she fills it in, and she heads back to the water, and that she's done her job, and she's helping the future, making the future generation. It's pretty special.
Pretty special indeed. Kat, thank you so much for taking us to Rain Island, the Savvy.
That's okay. It's been a pleasure.
Kat Robertson, Acting Project Manager of the Rain Island Recovery Project, one of your national parks, but it's a national park scientific, which means sadly it's off limits to the general public, but as you heard, for very good reason. What an interesting touchstone as well, the collision of Indigenous culture and heritage, colonial culture and heritage, and the way in which that island is used by the creatures that have been nesting there, making new life for many, many, many generations. Yeah, Queensland is just such an interesting place.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.